Back again on Coffee and Cree. Bigate wa poye guadnehewe win on the Windspeaker Radio Network. And I am joined this week by Ira Swindler, originally from Sweetgrass First Nation, Saskatchewan. She's in Thunderchild these days. Right now, Miigwetch, as we're talking, she's in Saskatoon at a conference, taking a break from the conference to chat with us. So in the third segment here, I thought we would tell a little, get a little story going, and you can maybe, we'll try to translate it with you. And atsumo.
Okay. My husband farts all the time.
Okay. Get up.
I always tell him, one of these days you're going to fart your guts out.
This
one time he went to lay down, and when he was laying down, he kept farting. I was cleaning out a chicken's guts. So I thought this bright idea, I went put those guts right by him when he's sleeping. So and when he woke up, he was scared. He had those guts in his hand. He asked me, my wife, can you help me put my guts back? That's my story.
I'm sure your husband will love hearing the story on the radio, right? Again, chatting with Ira Swindler today, telling stories, talking about a little bit of food and kitchen-related words. Now, we are often talk to our children, about, you know, just telling them to eat. So when we're just going to tell one person to eat, how would we say that?
Mitso.
Mitso. So we just say mitso. So now if we're going to tell all of them to eat, and we have more than one child, you know, native families, we sometimes have, you know, 22 kids, right?
Pe mitsok.
Pe mitsok. So now we're putting that pe in the front, which is to come.
Yeah.
And then mitsok, as to pluralize that eating later, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're talking about eating now. When we look at different gatherings, I guess, what is the Nehewin word for a feast, maybe?
Well, that again differs. Some people say epnawasoyan if it's we're cooking, and some people say ewikokyan, that's another term, and some people say yasamayako atako asakya, we're feeding the spirits. So it depends where you're from and how you say it. For me, I always say ewikokyak. That means we're cooking for the spirits too. So.
And one of the things we eat on often is mitsonatik.
Yes.
So can we break that down? The word for table is, it sounds like to me that it's the word for eat and then wooden.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Mitsonatik.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we're here anyway, so Don Seki got one for a chair in the kitchen.
Tehtapuin.
So now, if we're going to pluralize that word, and we're going to say multiple chairs, so there's two chairs now.
Tehtapuna.
So we put an A on the end of that, and I think it's important to let the listeners know that we've talked about animacy before on this show here and in the language, and it's a very important aspect of the language where animate objects will get an AK or a WAK at the end. So let's just say a dog, atimwak, right? And then, but the inanimate things like a table will only get the A on the end of it to pluralize it, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So now, if we're in the kitchen now, is there a Cree Nehewewin word for something like a stove, I guess?
Tawana bisk.
Yeah, tuan na bisk.
Tuan up, like your heat.
Get tuan.
Ektawain, when you're cold and you put your hands over a stove.
Hmm.
That's what it refers to.
Get tuan na bisk.
Yes.
Oh. And is there? I'm not sure if there is even a word for something like a countertop.
Not really.
It's still a table almost, right?
Yeah, I would probably refer to it as the same.
Okay. Once again, chatting with Ira Swindler, who's been so kind to join us today on Coffee and Cree. Where can people follow your language journey and see some of your videos, Ira?
Well, I just have plain old Facebook. I'm old, so I'm not really good with technology. I have Facebook. I go by Ira Swindler. I'm also a big contributor to the Nehiyowewin Cree Word of the Day. I do my videos there, and as many know, I had a grandson I lost, and I keep those videos on there because he shares a lot of good messages, and he was a fluent Cree speaker.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about his passing.
Yeah.
All right. Again, thank you again, Bikinaskumtin, for chatting with us today, Ira. And we can't wait to see some of your videos, and good luck with everything you have going on in the future.
Thank you very much. Have a
Take
good day, Wisconsin.
care. Hi, hi.
I can't leave without saying Simewitsisk.
See me.
Have a good day.
You too. Oh.